This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Begin the program today with a warning that there is a lot of things going on, a lot of news, and so we're going to move fast today. If you have a comment on something, you're always first and foremost on our mind. So call, weigh in, tell us what's on your mind. That's what the show's for, okay? We are here to serve you. Never, never, never forget that. And if we ever do, tell us we have. And we'll get back on track because the show is about you. You've been talking a lot about the request from LSS, Lutheran Social Services, to bring more refugees to North Dakota in 2020. Burleigh County Commission had a scheduled meeting on this Monday, postponed it because there were so many people that wanted to give comment. Cass County Commission had a smaller number, but a lot more people than normally are at meetings, but went ahead and passed it 5-0. We talked to a Cass County Commissioner yesterday. Today, we're going to talk with Shirley Dykeshorn, who is the humanitarian and senior director VP at LSS. All right? Any folks will remember Shirley's husband, longtime mayor of Mandan, great public servant. Shirley's been in the legislature. These folks, and so was her husband, so... Good people, that's for sure. But we'll get the LSS perspective on all this on the show today. That's something you have brought as a concern, and we've been on it. So we'll deal with that today. Kevin Pfeiffer is going to be here. I don't know anybody better to talk about land values, and obviously, if the value of land remains strong, you've got assets there. And we have challenging times in agriculture. We're going to talk more about that in a moment. But everything I've seen so far has land values holding pretty good. I'm going to ask Kevin a lot about that. They have some land auctions coming up. Remains a rock-solid investment. So looking forward to that conversation. Tom Homan will be on the show today. Tom is a former police officer, government official that served as acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. He was the ICE. Acting ICE head. He worked for Reagan. He worked for Bush. He worked for Clinton. He worked for Obama. And he worked for President Trump. Someone that was on that line protecting us. And he famously told us on this program, I don't know, was that 2 years ago? I forget when we had him on, but I remember it well because I was blown away by his commentary when he said, President Trump's done more than all the rest of the presidents combined on tackling this problem. Someone who's been there. I want to ask him about a recent trip of our faith leaders, some area faith leaders in North Dakota that were down to the border. I talked a little bit about this on Monday. But, you know, the reports from this came across to me as sort of lecturing. And look, I want faith leaders to lecture to a certain degree, right? When we need to, that's why we have pastors. That's why we sit in the pews of church to you know, renew and get some tough love sometimes we got to do it. So I'm not saying lecture in a derogatory way, but basically that we're not doing enough about the crisis at the border. And so I want to talk with him specifically with some of their comments to share and have him address that. Also, the cartels down there continue to be a big problem. And until we have a barrier and have the cartels under control, we're going to have problems. So we'll talk with him about all of that. Emily Walter will be here. She is, of course, Queen of the West, right? Queen of Maduro. I mean, just former Maduro musical host, and we all know her well and her talent. She's part of the Magical Maduro Christmas Tour. Bill Sorensen and Emily and others touring all throughout the Northern Plains. Today happens to be Wednesday. They're in Watford City tonight. They'll be in Williston tomorrow night. Granora on Friday. Maduro for two shows on Saturday, 1:30 and 6. Sunday, Alexandria, Minnesota. We're going to go there Monday and chat with them a little bit about the tour before they head for Jamestown for Monday night show. Minot on the 10th, Devil's Lake on the 11th, Grafton on the 12th, three shows in Fargo. They're in Henning on the 15th, Grand Forks the 16th, Valley City the 17th, Wahpeton the 18th, Park Rapids the 19th, two shows in Bloomington on the 20th, Page, North Dakota on the 21st. I love it. Bismarck rounding things out for two shows on Sunday, 22nd of December. Tickets and information are at Medora.com. Like them on Facebook. Don't miss this show, okay? Don't miss this show. I have an important message for the legislators today that I'm hoping will prompt some discussion. It is a sort of a brainstorm, wild thought that I think might have some merit. I don't know. But I want to talk about that today. Before I do, there's already a call here. Already a call. We're getting to it at 800. I didn't even say the numbers yet. 800-228-0550. I didn't even say good morning, Todd. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Todd and I are going to be at an open house tomorrow. A holiday open house.
Big day.
That's right. I wonder what to wear. I need an ugly sweater or something, don't I? I don't know that I have an ugly sweater.
I was given one for Christmas last year. I got to find it. If I find it, I'll wear it, and you will love it.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Maybe it's Trump with a Santa hat on or something like that. So Todd and I, tomorrow, along with the whole K-Fire crew, 8 until 10, an open house. And first 100 folks get those awesome mugs, and we have door prizes and
some
all kinds of fun.
Coffee, some treats, some cash wise, and some holiday cheer. We'll have the Little Red Wagon out, too, in case you didn't make it to the Open Your Heart broadcast on K-Fire this past Saturday. We'll help out the American Legion Lloyd's Pets Post number 1 in their 90th annual Open Your Heart.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. 3500 East Rosser, Bismarck. Love to meet you. Come on in. We have special door prizes from MyPillow. Really nice stuff. If you join us on the radio, spread a little Christmas cheer on the radio. You can decide what you want to talk about. We won't make you talk about anything you don't want to talk about. But if you are brave enough to come on the radio and give a little shout-out to wherever you're from or a little Christmas cheer, that'd be great. So that's between 8 and 10 tomorrow. Telephone numbers are 800-228-0550. Text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. Local number works as well, 258-0550. On the Buffalo Oasis Petroleum Hotline, a call that came in moments ago. Let her rip.
Good morning, Scott. I don't know if you remember it or not, but Governor Ed Schaefer made a comment about Cass County versus the rest of the state. And if this immigrant thing doesn't explain that comment he made, nothing ever will. Thank you.
And I hear what you're saying. I worry about the political, ideological makeup of Cass County. I think it's the biggest threat to North Dakota. I mean that very sincerely, because a lot of the really way out there environmental extremists to sort of if it feels good, do it crowd that you see in larger metropolitan areas is a part of Fargo, Moorhead, and the metropolitan areas. Not all of Cass County, but the Cass County votes there. But Grand Forks has a little of that as well, right? But you're right. No, you are absolutely right. There's no doubt about it. Okay, so before I tell you my little brainstorm, and I'd ask legislators to lean in a little closer to the radio, because I need your help on this. We have a lot of really good legislators in this state. There aren't a lot of Democrats that serve in the legislative body, but that's just because of the political makeup of the majority of North Dakota. But when Republicans and Democrats, independents, blue, green, yellow, whatever, as citizen legislators say, I'm going to go serve the citizens, that's something we ought to applaud. That's something we ought to say, awesome. That is great. So I have something for these citizen servants to consider. Before I do that, I have two things I want to say. One, there was a event at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. today. A discussion about Bible studies and how they bring people of different opinions together in walks of life, which is, what Bible studies do to get you away from all that and get you into you know, the most famous word on the planet. So on this panel talking about this is Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, former energy secretary. Ben Carson, of course, presidential candidate, neurosurgeon, a great conservative activist, and now the secretary of housing and urban development, right? He's at HUD, isn't he? Yeah. And Acosta. Where's Acosta at? HHS, I think. Okay. Who am I forgetting? There's another. Oh, Sonny Perdue. Sonny Perdue, the ag secretary. There was a fifth person on the panel. You know who it was?
Who?
Senator Kevin Cramer.
Well, there you go.
And when I heard that, I thought, just isn't that fabulous that North Dakotans have the wisdom to send Kevin Cramer to the United States Senate? And what a momentous conversation we had about that just a few short years ago. And now he's bold enough to say, you bet. Let's talk about Bible studies. Let's do it at the Museum of the Bible. Not every politician would do that, folks. Trust me on this one thing. And then not to mention, to be in that esteemed company. It's pretty darn cool. That's one thing. I have another on the nativity scene at the state capitol, and then the big ask.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Let's go to Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norsefest Fest Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Shaheen. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norsefest Fest Norway tour. May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com, or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Telephone number is 258-0550 to weigh in today. Brought to you in part by our friends at B-Mobile. Gosh, did I have a good time there at B-Mobile. Over there for Black Friday. And they have so many good deals right now. They bundle things. They package things together. They give you this little discount, that little discount. But I tell you what I love more about B-Mobile than anything. The professional, technical competence. They just understand how it works. And I don't know about you, but I don't have time. I don't have time. I just want to go in. Here's my phone. Give me the new one. Can I go and make it work? So they do it at B-Mobile. They have locations throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, and beyond. Tell them Scott sent you to B-Mobile. All right. So number two on my list was the nativity scene before I got to my big thing, my big ask. I get to the big ask of our legislators. Sorry to drag this out, but there's just a lot to cover today. And I don't know about you, but when I heard the news, and maybe you haven't yet, that a nativity scene will be in the state capitol for the first time ever, I thought, wow, I did not know that. Why do we have a nativity scene at the state capitol? And I don't know the answer to that, but I know we have it, according to this notice that I got. They're actually having a little ceremony about all this, and I wanted you to know about it so you can participate in it, because it's obviously open to the public as well. So it says here, for the first time ever, the North Dakota State Capitol will have a nativity scene next to the state Christmas tree in Memorial Hall. The simple stable with baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and the angel will be blessed and lighted during a ecumenical celebration at 4 p.m. Mountain. I'm not sure why they put Mountain in here, but 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Mountain on Thursday, December 5th, tomorrow. So this is tomorrow. And this has happened because the Thomas More Society, evidently, which is a national not-for-profit law firm, has teamed up with the American Nativity Scene Project to help keep privately funded manger scenes in the public square for Christmas. They have listed on the program here that Secretary of State Al Jaeger will be participating, Catholic Daughters North Dakota State Chaplain, Reverend Franklin Miller, New Song Church Pastor Kurt Chafee, and the St. Mary's Central High School Concert Choir and group singing traditional Christmas carols. Way to go. I don't know who's behind it, but I think it's wonderful. We'll try and schedule somebody tomorrow to learn more about it when we're in Bismarck for the big day. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I may try and cover that too tomorrow. That way, if you can't be there, we'll have a little coverage of that after the events of tomorrow. But way to go. And again, I don't know if they're inviting everybody or, you know, how they pick the people that are there, but whatever. I'm glad it's happening. Glad it's happening. Good news. What did I see? This is kind of sad. But we're like one of only 14 states now. They're going to have, oh, I'm sorry, more than that, 26. By this Christmas, there'll be 26 state capitol manger scenes on display. Half the states in this country. So there's still, it's still
a
battle.
Why?
Why, Todd? Tell me why.
Why half the states don't have it?
Yeah.
Don't want to put up with the crap from people who are opposed to it.
Yep.
Rather than fighting the fight, you know what? Let's just not even do it. Let's just bury Christmas. Let's just say happy holidays to everybody, and nobody will be offended.
That's un-American to say you won't fight for the manger scene. My gosh.
Exactly. What? How dare you force your God on me?
Okay, so...
I'm just saying,
Rick, I hear you. It's very sad. I have the big ask of our legislature. Got to get this in, but callers come first, as you know, and Rick is in Fargo. Is that right? Rick, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering if the Trump campaign was paying back for their... tours to all these different cities. It sounds like they're stiffing the cities on the cost of putting on the campaign rallies for the president.
Where did you get this information that they were stiffing cities, Rick?
Well, they had it in the paper. I know even Fargo said that they hadn't gotten paid for the police and all of this other stuff, the cost involved.
Well, those things are normally negotiated. What do we need to cover? What, for instance, I remember when he was in Bismarck, Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, but then Canada Trump into Bismarck, and I believe the Petroleum Council ended up, having to reimburse like $80,000 in expenses. Now he's president now, so it's a little bit different. When a president visits, you know, there are security costs that come. So you don't, it isn't, you know, what happened, for instance, in Minneapolis was the mayor down there tried to make a big political deal out of this and say, oh, you know, you got to pay this or else, and da-da-da-da-da, and like literally wanted to shut the thing down when he was on one hand saying, that's okay, that's the cost, and on the other hand, going to do press conferences to say, so that's why I asked where you heard it, because I think you got to be careful with the source of the information on this, Rick. I'm not aware of anybody that has an outstanding bill in North Dakota because of the president's campaign, but I'm going to ask just for you.
Well, I was wondering if they had done that down south, too, in the southern cities, like Texas and all that.
Yeah, you'd hear about it if that was the case. I've not, so I don't think that's a problem. But let's deal with here. We find out it's a problem here, we'll check elsewhere. How about that?
Sure.
Yeah, happy to check into it, Rick. I don't consider it, you know, like on my top 100 of biggest concerns, because I think it's just another way to snip at President Trump in a way that people didn't snip at President Obama. But it's an answer I'll get you because you asked. And I'm happy to do it. Okay, I have 2 minutes for my big ask. Here's the deal. Here's my little brainstorm. This is 1:30 in the morning, I thought of this. Don't ask me why, 1:30. Everybody here is aware we have a Bank of North Dakota, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Bank of North Dakota that was sort of born on third base because all the deposits of government go into that. So every checkbook for every government agency goes there. So they have a lot of money sitting there, okay? So if there's money allocated for a particular cause, say it's $1 million for this fund, you know, it goes over to the Bank of North Dakota. It sits there, and then they expend it as they need, and then they get another big pot. So that pot of dollars gives them a very large sum of money and obviously helps their earnings. They do well. It was, you know, used how we use it now, I think, fair to say, genius of those that came up with it. But I also don't know that we're using it as much as we should for the benefit of the taxpayer, because it is, after all, the taxpayer that owns that asset. So here's my question. Legislators, you own the purse strings. You decide, okay? And I know a handful try to control it, but no, it's every legislator and every citizen. That's their bank. Within the confines of the legislative process, would it be possible for the Bank of North Dakota to work with banking institutions throughout the state to relieve some of the additional stress from the last number of years in agriculture? I don't know how that looks. Maybe it's 0% interest for, you know, 36 months, 5 years, whatever. Hey, let's get you through this without worrying about paying the banker back. And meanwhile, you know, small town banks, I'm not talking about U.S. Bank. I'm talking about small hometown banks on up, you know, locally owned banks, and others don't take a hit they can't handle. And there's some relief for farmers. Now, farmers and ranchers are going to know whether my idea is good, bad, or indifferent. And legislators would have to say, can it be done? But just an idea. What do you think? Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We discussed Syria. We discussed the Kurds. We discussed numerous things, and we're getting along very well.
That's President Trump at the NATO summit in London saying an unscheduled meeting with the president of Turkey a short time ago went very well. The president also speaking about the ceasefire between Syria and Turkey.
The border and the safe zone is working out very well, and I give a lot of credit to Turkey for that. The ceasefire is holding.
Back here at home, the House Judiciary Committee is holding its first public hearing on the possible impeachment of the president today. Four legal scholars will testify about whether Trump's actions meet the Constitution's impeachment standard. Democrats accuse Trump of abusing his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democrats. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Okay, so we passed Black Friday. It doesn't mean the sale's over. And, oh, by the way, wouldn't a nice set of keys look great under the Christmas tree? I'm assuming you can't fit the actual vehicle under them. Maybe you got a big tree. I don't know, but I think it's time for all-wheel drive, heated seats, heated steering wheel. Come on, spoil him or her or yourself. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
28 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota, home to our own KTGO 1090 on your radio, and a community that first introduced me really to the Bakken. That's when I first got a sense of what was happening there. Stanley and Tioga were rocking, you know, right along with the rest of the Bakken, and spent some time there and fell in love. Loved that community. It's a great place to live. That's the bottom line. I mean, you're going to live a quality of life in Tioga, a very different from anywhere in the USA that you could get for generations. It has that hometown feel. Kids are safe, vibrant downtown. You have a new community center, which is really neat. New library, indoor play area, and outdoor skating rink too. That's really cool. Ice skating rink's very nice. That'll be fun this winter. TiogaND.org. Find out more. Home to the great Nesset Consulting Services. Our friend Kathy Nesset and her team, her sons RC and Randy, and one of the many businesses that just make Tioga go. Hess, of course, headquartered there as well. All right, so is our next guest ready to go? I've got Shirley on the phone there, sir. I have not, you tell me, I haven't gotten word yet that our next guest is on, so I will wait Daniel's word. In the meantime, I haven't even mentioned impeachment hearings today. And here's the reason I haven't. First of all, the Judiciary Committee is holding their first impeachment hearing. So they took all that information from the circus that we've had over in the Intel Committee, gave it over there. Now they're starting with hearings, and the first hearing is four individuals, all of whom could fairly be called, and I mean this in the most respectful way of academics, eggheads. They're you know, uber smart people. And three of them are going to give their opinion that Trump is... I mean, he is, look up impeachment in the dictionary, you find him. That's what they're going to say, okay? And another fellow, Jonathan Turley, is going to say, this is ridiculous. This is not what the founding fathers envisioned, everything else. You know everything you need to know now. You know everything you need to know right there. So I'll save you from anything else. They just had a little bit of a squabble. What was the squabble over, whether or not Adam Schiff would come over and testify before the Judiciary Committee? And, of course, any vote they have on this is going to go the way of the Democrats. They have more votes. Just very simple. Just, you know, get it over with. Just kind of expose it. What I get a kick out of is four people who are giving their opinion. And God bless them. You know, they've probably toiled in the historical, you know, archives to determine their view of impeachment. But it's just their opinion. They're just, they put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you and I do, and they're getting up there and giving their opinion. It means nothing. It's all for TV. And it's all for TV, coincidentally, while the president is in NATO. Unbelievable. Anyway, they're squabbling. Andy Biggs is another fighter from Arizona on judiciary. Our own Kelly Armstrong's on there, too. Daniel, do we have Shirley Dexman on the phone? Okay, good.
I'm on.
All right. I didn't know. I didn't get the word, Shirley, so I'm glad you're there. Hang on one second here. Go ahead and roll that little exchange between Andy Biggs from Arizona and Chairman Nadler.
Mr. Chairman, I have a parliamentary inquiry.
The gentleman will state his parliamentary inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Clause C-2 of the Judiciary Committee's impeachment inquiry procedures states that members of the committee can raise objections relating to the admissibility of testimony and evidence. But it doesn't say what rules apply to admissibility. So I'm hoping you can explain to us what the objections may be made under this clause, and if you intend to use the federal rules of evidence.
The gentleman will suspend. That is not a proper parliamentary inquiry.
It is a proper
inquiry. It is not a proper parliamentary
inquiry. I stated a rule. Mr. Chairman. You can ignore it and not answer it, but you can't just say it's not a proper inquiry.
I'm asking for the application of the rule for an explanation, Mr. Chairman.
We will apply the rules, period.
You won't help us understand that? There's no clarity.
Which rule are you citing? How are you citing that?
Clause C-2 of the Judiciary Committee's impeachment inquiry procedure. How's that unclear?
It's the rules of the House, and they will be applied.
He read you the rule. He read you.
I'm asking how will they be applied here, sir?
They will be applied according to the rules.
What?
But not answering your question.
A circular response. Thank you. And, Mr. Chairman, can you please also iterate the schedule going forward? In other words, are you planning to hold additional hearings? And so, when do you...
The gentleman will suspend.
Oh, my God. I can't take it anymore. I can't even take it.
Unbelievable.
Jerry Nadler's, he's wearing a watch that has the black LED stuff on it. I think I bought one for my dad in 1980.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I give him points for being frugal, but I mean, time's left him by a little here. So,
well, what do you want? He drives his K car to the hearing, so
he does not.
Well, and there's Big Sin. The rules aren't clear. We're going to go by the rules. Period.
All right. Well, anyway,
we're going to go by the rules. What rule? What the rules? What rules?
They've sworn in all the constitutional scholars now, and that's all we're going to say on impeachment today. If anything else comes up like that, we'll share with you. But I'm not wasting your time because it's not worth it. It really isn't. The other thing that's brewing today is the president has left the NATO summit. He was going to do a joint press conference with Canada. The Prime Minister of Canada was caught on mic talking with some other leaders about this guy. I mean, he's saying this stuff. He does a 40-minute press conference, and, you know, the jaws of his staff are dropping, and, you know, that's why he's late. He got caught on camera on mic saying that. Trump then said, look, that's a little two-faced, and we don't need to have a press conference. So he's heading home. But that also on your split screen right now. Anyway, back to the topic we promised we would tackle for you today. On behalf of our listeners the last couple of days, dealing with a question on whether or not North Dakota should set a number and welcome more refugees from other countries. 2020 allotments are being decided. There's a new process. The numbers have been greatly reduced by the president. And the president said, you cannot bring refugees into a state when a state doesn't say yes, give their permission. So LSS is part of that process, and they are taking that question to the county commission in Burley, Cass, and Grand Forks. And to help us understand what it is they are seeking and what the impacts of that will be is Shirley Dykstra, VP of Senior and Humanitarian Services with Lutheran Social Services. Thanks for waiting, Shirley. Glad you're here.
No, thanks. Good morning to you.
And let me say at the outset, I mentioned this earlier, but, you know, your service in the legislature, your husband's service as the Mayor Mandan and legislator all those years, you know, these are the kind of things that make communities great and you know, that the public servants that you and your late husband have undertaken. So we do appreciate the fact that you're in, a great public service, as was your husband, and also appreciate you talking about an issue we're not going to agree on here today, okay?
Okay. Just to make sure that people are aware, the process of securing consent is new. And this is as a result of an executive order from President Trump that resettlement agencies will need to secure the local consent of both state governors as well as local governments where we have resettlement sites. So we have secured the consent of the governor as well as the county commissions in Grand Forks County and Cass County. And the meeting in Burley County was postponed due to so many people coming to the Burley County Commission meeting that there was overflow and they could not accommodate. So they're waiting to reschedule the hearing about the consent. And then to give people a little bit more time to pull together the information that the people in the audience were wanting. And so we've been doing that. We're updating our information that we would share with the public so that they would have handouts at the meeting. And then it'll be scheduled in a larger space because it's expected that there'll be a lot of people wanting to participate just like they were this week.
Do you understand, does LSS understand that there is overwhelming opposition to this among the taxpaying public?
Well, there is a lot of rumors, I believe, because we've heard things that are not at all accurate in terms of the numbers or what will what we will be getting in terms of caseload, that kind of thing. So we've been addressing those as they come in and trying to provide the factual information. And then, you know, just knowing that the numbers on the national level will be at a historic low of 18,000 for the whole country. So we're not expecting any you know, big numbers of people coming in Fargo or in the Fargo, West Fargo area last year. It was fewer than 100. And in Burley County, it was 24.
The chairman of the Cass County Commission told us one of the reasons he was very skeptical of this was the fact that at one point in years past, North Dakota took triple the number that New Jersey did. So I think that's why some of those rumors are out there. But regardless of the numbers, I don't think it's the numbers that I hear concern about. I think it's the lack of information, of knowing what the impacts are on schools, on social services, on our healthcare system, law enforcement. I think people want answers. For instance, let's deal with this just the one. English language learning. What is the taxpayer expense every year for English language learning in North Dakota?
Well, we had an interim study that very carefully analyzed all of those issues, which was presented to all of the commissioners before the votes in every location. And, you know, they looked at the impact school districts as well as every other service. We have quarterly meetings with all of the elected officials invited to participate as well as our community partners. So representatives from the school districts, from social services, from the local police, as well as any other interested party can come to those quarterly meetings. They're open. And we talk about the numbers. We talk about impact. We talk about any concerns with integration of the numbers of people that are coming in.
But I want to take these one at a time. And maybe when we come back, we can just kind of go quickly to say, okay, I don't know, take a 3-year average of the last 3 years. Whatever your time frame is fine by me. But I want to know, all right, ELL. What is the cost to taxpayers? This is obviously a function in the schools and part of the process. What does that cost? What does it cost for social services. Kind of just go down that list if we could, Shirley. When we come back after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's ND Flagpole Guy Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation route. Flag rotation is a great way to increase the flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about her flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 fine locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InnerOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InnerOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InnerOffice, environments for life.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's the calendar say there? December 4th? Christmas is what? I think it's December 25th, if I remember correctly.
3 weeks from today.
Yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. So 3 weeks from today, and you're still behind the eight ball on what you're going to give your loved ones, your coworkers, your staff, your someone special that you just want to have, you know, that smile on their face. 2 words for you. My Pillow. My Pillow. Okay? Oh, Scott, I can't afford it. There's financing available on all orders over $200. You can afford it. These are your loved ones. Plus, these are products that are going to last years. The towels are the new thing, and they are really, really good. Todd has Royal Purple. I'm just saying. If you want to really be in the in crowd, you go with Royal Purple Towels. 30% off with the promo code Scott right now, okay? They also have Giza Dream Sheets. Trust me on this one thing. Don't spoil the surprise, but that's what Todd's getting for Christmas from me. Giza Dream Sheets. But don't tell him. They are unbelievable. You're going to love these, okay? Two, buy two, you get one of them free. That's right. Buy one, get one. It's a good deal. No shipping either. And the My Pillows. All the deals, 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. We're going to have some door prizes from My Pillow at the K-Fire Open House tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m. If you come on the radio with us. Yeah, looking forward to that. Tomorrow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott on the radio listener specials or 800-506-9028. Okay. We're back on What's On Your Mind. We're chatting with Shirley Dykstrom, who is the VP of Senior and Humanitarian Services with Lutheran Social Services. And we had a little glitch here where I didn't know Shirley was on, so we chewed up some of our time in the last segment, and now we got a short segment. So Shirley and I were talking during the break, and what we're going to do is she's going to give me that interim study, so we have more of the financial impacts line by line, and we'll have Shirley back and talk about that. Answer this for me, Shirley. In general, the taxpayers and what they are ultimately writing a check for, so to speak, for immigrants would be what? Is there a per refugee average on, this is what the impacts are, this is what the costs are?
Again, that would be information that we'd have in some of the materials that we are updating and would be happy to share with you. We've had very successful integration of refugees in our communities throughout North Dakota, and we have had a lot of cost benefit in terms of the employers who are finding workers in an unprecedented time of workforce challenges. And so the refugees who are coming are finding employment pretty quickly.
Well, right, but finding, I mean, not all of them, right? I mean, what percentage are kids? What percentage are moms that have to stay home with kids?
Again, they have a parent or two parents in a household and possibly individual in the community that in the family that is of age that can also supplement the income.
Well, let me agree with you. Let me agree with you that we have a workforce need, and to the extent that these individuals are contributing members of society, I think everybody thinks that's wonderful. And if you're going to do this, that would be certainly a benchmark. Okay, you come in, you work, you contribute to the economy, you raise your family, you get out of harm's way. That's a good thing. But I have a lot of people call this show and say, well, wait a minute. Number one, I want to know the true cost. I want to know the cost. And I think taxpayers deserve to know that number. And then I want to say, is that worth it? When we could help somebody closer to home fill those jobs, Standing Rock Reservation, Spirit Lake Reservation, our veterans. I mean, why does it have to be somebody from, thousands of miles away, Shirley, that we help?
Policy decision made by the federal government, which has been in place for years, ever since refugees have been resettled in America, the United States takes a share or makes a commitment to a certain number of individuals.
Okay, good answer. I mean, good answer.
Yes,
no doubt about that.
To resettle.
And by the way, that's America. That's the America we know and love.
Right.
If somebody's in harm's way, we're going to try
right.
and get them out. But you can't burden the system. And I know a lot of people in administration in schools throughout North Dakota, and they will tell me things off the air that they won't tell me on the air. And one is they can't take it anymore. It's too much. We don't have enough ELL teachers and assistants, and it's a burden on them. So you have the choice as North Dakota to say yes or no. What would be wrong with saying no, especially when the number's this low? There's going to be a place for them somewhere in the U.S. What would be the harm in that?
We don't know that there will be places elsewhere. We do know that we have people in the state that have and support for continuing to do the humanitarian program, which is resettlement, that the people coming have a legal immigration status, that they've been thoroughly vetted, that they are coming to North Dakota to rebuild lives And there are a lot of people that are very supportive of us helping them to get, you know, their feet under them and to reestablish themselves in North Dakota. I just had a number of Elder Bhutanese, who have been our largest number of refugees that we've resettled, that are so grateful, and they love Fargo, they love North Dakota, and they are so grateful.
Do I also understand some of the government leaders that have been asked to vote on this have been told that basically the refugees we're looking at in 2020 coming here are going to come here under the normal system? Or another way, because of family members. Is that an accurate assessment?
No. Any refugees that we bring in.
Hold that thought if you would, Sterling. Sorry to do this. We're up against the break. We'll finish in a moment. We'll go away.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.